Boo. Ooga booga. Or your baby daddy's gonna be late, unfortunately, this month for child support. Whatever tactics you wanna use to scare the hoes normally, out the window, out the door this time, because figuratively speaking, we're gonna be scaring the hoes, as you'll see right now in depth with Scaring the Hoes 1 of 2024. Why do I say 1? Because, as told to me themselves by both Happy and Know It All, the two minds that came together, pause, to bring you Scaring the Hoes, a showcase, the hip-hop showcase in the first place, they got more in store for this year. It took them a little while to get started in 2024 as far as the showcase is concerned, but here you are in full depth behind the scenes, interviewing each and every single artist, performer, beatmaker, rapper, performer of any sorts that was there present that day. I got to speak to them, Know It All, Happy trusting me enough to do so. Again, a little like behind the scenes, how'd you feel about the show, et cetera, blah, 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 all that good shit. So you're going to get to know more about Jazzy Lion Man, Wolverine, Kuno Rap Name, Kuliente, Drums, Earn De Niro, Black Chidori. You got Benji Socrates, Patty Ancho, CeCe Camacho, Happy himself, one half of the collective known as Scaring the Hoes, the showcase, and then, of course, last but not least, because, well, you know, he's a bro to the show and I know him the best, happens to, you know, rhyme with Know It All. Know It All! Shout out to him, too. Always, always. Always an open door policy to Know It All. Just come right through, step in, speak your piece, step out, drop bars. Diss whoever you need to, either in raps or just normal talking, because Know It All's good for that. You've seen his Twitter feed. You probably follow him too. And if you don't, do, because then that way you'll learn how to actually Twitter thanks to that guy. He stays provoking. He stays scaring the hoes. He stays doing whatever he's got to do as far as a top-notch God-level MC is concerned. That's Know It All. The point of the intro also is, besides showing love and shout-outs to Know It All, I'm happy for putting all these people together and having them perform on the one roof for one epic night, a la Scaring the Hoes 2024, number one, of course, is to let you know in advance, if you got any comments and or feedback as far as the sound is concerned in this episode, maybe sporadically throughout the episode, you might hear some clicks and some whatever. I know. I'm aware. And I apologize in advance. You don't need to remind me. You don't need to tell me nothing either. But that's my fault. That's mea culpa. Because, of course, me knowing better, I should have known that the Bronx was not going to be the most collaborative effort as far as keeping the sound down. And I'm trying to record these people or making sure they're being recorded pristinely as possible. I should have brought my mixer and I should have lugged that around my backpack to help me capture, you know, actual good ass sound. So there may be some clipping, there may be some shortening as a whatever, but that's my fault. In a nutshell, next time you see something advertised specifically to you on the Amazon app and it happens to say made in China, skip it.
Jazzy Lion Man, you were the first one up on deck performing today. Tell us how you felt about being the first of the first show for 2024.
It felt really good, and the crazy part about this is it is my first show outside of my home state, Delaware, as well. I've been doing stuff for a few months now, but I do a couple shows in Delaware. I did a few house shows and record shows, but I went here, and they asked me if I wanted to slide through and do a show, and shit, this is the perfect spot to be. It felt very at home. It felt welcoming. It was very warm and smelled just like home, if you know what I mean. This is really the start of the first stop of my tour of Freddie Stone. I'm the, basically the second and only act for the duo tour of Dad's on Dope. So it's his album they just dropped a couple of months ago, and we're going to go through the whole country and just go through the Delmarva area up in Connecticut, go over to California and Texas and Florida. We're just going to go do our thing, but this was actually the first stop. But it was cool. I want to do like some like Kansas, Missouri, just like literally hole in the wall type of places.
How's the hip hop scene in Kansas, you know?
I went there once a couple of months ago. It was unfortunately so dead. Yeah, like I went to a record store and they had no jazz whatsoever, nothing but like they had I think it was like 200 Ariana Grande and Adele finals, and I'm like, I can't sample this shit. And so it was just, it was crazy. And I asked the dude, I'm like, you ever do like hip hop shows or anything? Just trying to like do that. And he goes, hip hop's not popular around here. Even my grandma jokingly calls me Jazzy once in a while, but when your grandma calls you that, it's, you're like, fuck it, I might as well do something with it. My social is at Jazzy Lion Man everywhere. Just go at JazzyLion Man everywhere. Also, I have crazy music out. 2024 alone, I've dropped 14 projects, collaborations, and solos. And I dropped a couple of singles, but 14 full projects. I got a bunch more stuff going on. I got a lot of stuff going on with my brother Gustavo Luis. We got a lot of shit going. I'm going on. Got a lot of EPs going on. My boy Freddie Stone, who just came and did a performance here with me. Shout out my boy Freddie Stone. We did a lot of stuff together. I got a couple of tapes out with Skip the Kid right now, but I also got more in the vault with Skip the Kid. I have a full tape with my boy Jules Clay up in Buffalo. Shouts out him. That's fully finished.
And hey, Wolverine, you just got done with your set right now here for the first Scare in the Hole show of 2024.
Yes.
Obviously, I'm out here doing my thing. I didn't really get to appreciate what you did in there, so let the people know what you did there.
I just rocked probably one of the illest sets I think I've rocked so far this year. I mean, we just started, but man, I am a genetic freak on the SP. Call me Scott Steiner. Right? You know what I mean? But yeah. Thank you. But yeah, I just killed the set, you know, and did my thing on the SP with the beats, you know. I got drumless drum beats, all that mixture of different things, and it was a really nice time. I just wanted to vibe with everybody.
All right, so I know Know-It-All from Twitter. Right. You sharing one of his clips randomly one day. He called me with the lyrics, the voice, the flow, everything too. Became friends ever since. Fast forward from 2020 till now. Here I am to support him, like you are too. When I talk about it before for the show, how did you get introduced to Know-It-All? Yeah.
So, funny enough, I met him at the cookout. I was a fan at the cookout last summer. Okay. A Thousand Words hosted.
Okay.
And I had already known about Know-It-All on Twitter, but I never met him. And I wasn't even privy that he was even from Queens in the first place. So when I had met him, he's like, yo, I'm from Queens. Yo, Wolverine, yeah, I'm Know-It-All. And then we just kind of clicked from there. And then, you know, I'll talk at the Twitter spaces. They have little spaces at Twitter. And then, you know, we talk every other day and stuff. So I was really honored to even be asked to come to Scare in the Hose and perform the set.
Now, I don't know it all, being the artist with such a long-ass catalog he's got. Have you worked with him yet? Are you planning on working with him? I'm not too caught up yet, so I apologize. I mean,
we have things. I can't talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. You know what I mean? But we have things in store.
Okay.
He's killed my beats. Just know that. That's all we got to say. But we got things.
Now, why the name Wolverine? How did that go?
One, he's one of my favorite Marvel characters.
I couldn't tell by your jersey.
Yeah. Merch coming soon. But realistically, I identify with him.
Okay.
Short temper. Just overall, I work by myself. I'm a one-man army type of thing.
Okay.
Of course, I do have assistance. I have help. I have a crew. I got a collective. Shout out to Action Figure, War Ready, Lito, Eric the Red, Key Bohiti, the whole nine, Ghostface, everybody. But it resonated with me. Also, I'm a big Wu-Tang fan, so it just made sense to put a U instead of an O. You know what I mean? You cannot spell Wolverine without the W, you know what I mean? So,
smart. Okay.
Yeah, shout out to Shaolin.
Two birds, one stone.
Yeah.
Nice,
so,
nice.
But yeah, that's he's just my favorite Marvel character, really. I just resonate, you know? And the beats are sharp.
Yeah,
also,
okay.
That's another thing.
Razor sharp, okay.
So it's like, yeah.
Nice, okay. If you had to choose a metal, then I know you're a fan of Wolverine.
Yeah.
I might know your answer, but adamantium or vibranium?
That's just, I've had so many conversations about it. I'm gonna go with adamantium just to be biased. But vibranium is tough. I ain't gonna lie, but adamantium is where it's at. I gotta be biased.
So as an obvious Wolverine fan, do you have a good feeling going into Deadpool 3 this year? Even though he doesn't have the helmet like he did back
then? I don't even care. Listen. listen, the man said he was going to stop being Wolverine. He came back. I don't care. Yeah. That's it. That's enough for me. I'm not one of these fans that ask for too much. Like, I'm cool with that. I'm like, word, you know what? He's coming back. I get to see him on screen. I'm cool with that.
And I think he capped off, at least me speaking, I think right. he capped it off right with Logan.
At Logan. And a great movie, by the way. I actually cried. I ain't going to lie.
I did too.
Great movie. Great
How does
movie.
That ending not get you?
Woo, man. Jesus. But like... Hey, they got multiverse things. They gonna bring some, you know, whatever. But I'm looking forward to it.
Nice. Okay. And since this is the first one down for the year, how often do you see yourself coming back to the show if you can, showing love, performing, being a fan?
At any time they have a Scare in the Hose here, I'm here. I'll come here. I mean, this is my second Scare in the Hose. My first one performing, my second one here. I've been at the last one. But if they have more here consistently, as much as they can, or anywhere near here, I'll be there. I'll be there. You know what I mean? I love Scare in the Hose. I love the talent.
Oh, nice. And one last time to make sure I got the name right, because I will forget names, not intentionally. Wolverine with a woo in the front. Clever.
Ah, yeah.
Clever. Please let them know your socials, where they can find you, what you got coming up. Feel free to just go wild.
So on Instagram, Wolverine001. On Twitter, which I call the Daily Bugle, because, you know, we got to keep the gimmicks right. It's Wolverine001. Everything, music outlet, Wolverine. I have things coming soon with Action Figure and a whole bunch of other artists. Really, I just can't talk about it, but just things are coming, literally. We're locking down the whole summer, so. But, yeah.
Nice. That's Wolverine. Thanks for the time. Thanks. And more Scare in the Hose coming right now.
Thanks. All right, here we are again. Night number one for the first time 2024. Scare in the Hose. A man right here just did his task of scaring the hoes and keeping them away outside. You know, your name is, again, I forgot, Q, right?
Q, yeah, it's Q, no rap name.
Gotcha. And you're from Philly.
Yeah.
Right, so what brings you here tonight from Philly all the way out to Scaring the Hoes One up in the Bronx?
Yo, honestly, Know-It-All hit me up about it. And, you know, I've known him, like, through the internet for a while, and I see him doing the Scaring the Hoes, and I keep meaning to pull up. You know, I'm like, man, I got to get to the next one. And as I'm thinking about it, he hits me up out the blue, and he's just like, yo, man, do you want to do, like, the first Scaring the Hoes? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Nice. So we pulled up, me and Jazzy Lion Man, you know what I mean? And Grappler, and we pulled up.
Have you collabed yet with Know-It-All?
No, but I was just talking to him about it. We got to link up, you know what I mean? But I was just telling him, I don't really like sending beats, you know? I like to be in the same room, make a beat, you make a rap, and we just do it like that, you know?
Okay, so I was going to ask you that, actually, since is that your preferred way of working, or can you adapt to anybody else who comes to you for beats or whatever?
Really what it is I don't like emailing people beats, because I don't like opening emails. I don't like the idea of just, like, opening the thing and clicking through and be like, maybe, this is okay. Like, if you're in the room, you kind of, like, hear me while I'm, like, making the beat or playing it, and, like, something clicks right away, and I can tell that it clicked, and then we can just go from there. You know, it's way more organic, so I prefer to work that way, but I haven't really collab with too many people, but when I do, I like to do it that way, you know.
Nice. So that's like the old approach. I think DJ Premier still does it that way.
Absolutely. You got to be in the same room with him. He's not going to send you nothing. You got to be in the room with him. And I think that's, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, back in the day, like, you had to be in the same room, you know? I would like to, it's more organic that way, and it feels more like musical, I would say.
Nice. What's your style if you had to categorize yourself? Or sound?
I don't know what category it would be in, but it's just instrumental, and it's sample-based instrumental hip-hop. You know, that's really all it is. It can get faster, slower, whatever, you know, like grimier, trappier, whatever, but it's all just, it's sample. I'm just pulling samples straight off of YouTube and putting drums off, like chopping shit up, you know.
There's a lot of those still, even in 2024, that would still put down hip-hop as noise or, you know, collective noise at best.
Sure.
But as a fan, I know that even sampling is an art form.
Absolutely.
Look at Kanye.
Look at Kanye. And listen, all I would say to anybody who feels that way or felt that way is, like, it's just like playing guitar. You can say, oh, this riff is whack, or this thing is whack, or, like, okay, go do it. If you think it's whack, do better. I saw somebody, like, breaking down the Dr. Dre samples. He's like, this isn't creative at all. I'm like, all right, bro, well, then you bust out a MPC and take this sample and make it into this good of a song. If you can, you know what I'm saying? If it's that easy, then you should be doing it and making millions and millions of dollars off of it. but it is ultimately an art form. It's an intricate art form, and people are like fucking with it, you know.
All right, and as a producer, would you ever be up or available for ghost producing and taking no credit at all?
Ghost producing? What, like for another producer?
Yeah, yeah. But getting no credit.
Oh, for the money? Yeah. Okay. For the money? Yeah. For the money? Yeah. I don't give a fuck, bro. Like, my morals only go so far, bro. If you pull up with a certain bag, it's like, yo, man, we need a Drake beat, and we love your beat, and we need it, and you get no credit, nigga, give me the money, and Drake can have a beat. Shout out to OVO.
So I'm guessing Drake might be one of your dream collabs.
No, fuck. Nah, man. But if the bag is correct, of course. But I, you know, it's not who I'm thinking about working with when I'm making shit like this. You know what I mean? But hey, yo, if Drake fuck with it, then. But you know, if Pusha T fucks with it more.
Okay. So then, who would be your dream collab artist you would really look forward to working with?
It's really hard to say. And honestly, I think what it is like I said about the organicness of working together in the same room. It's more about who I end up meeting. I've been meeting some really interesting people lately. I've been meeting some like high level like artists and just rappers and stuff like that, and being in the same room with these people. So it's like really, it's whoever I'm in the right room with at the right time. And I've been in the good spaces with some good people. Shout out to all my people, and yeah, like for real. So I would love to work with the best person I could work with at that time in that room.
Nice, okay. So open and available to all comers as long as they're good.
If it's solid, yeah, if it's great. If you fuck with what I'm doing and I fuck with what you're doing, well, the bag don't gotta be right if we got mutual respect for each other. The homies and shit, let Fred Man walk up and ask me for a beat, he gets a beat, you know what I mean? Like Benji, all the homies and shit, bro, like, we can work. Like, we're not trying to charge each other to work, let's work and build it up. But if somebody with a bag and a budget pulls up and wants to work, let's get this money.
Sounds about right, especially with inflation now. Might as well worry about the bag first and friendship later.
I'm gonna tell you something about inflation. Somebody recently told me, you gotta stop talking about inflation and start talking about corporate greed at the highest level. It's not that things are becoming more expensive, it's that like all these CEOs and shit took the biggest fucking profit spikes anybody's ever seen by hundreds of percent and are making hundreds of millions of dollars. So it ain't about inflation, it's about these niggas are the greediest people alive and they need to not be alive.
Amen to that. We should have this train roll over all every one of them too.
Yeah, like one by one. Yep. Pretty slow actually.
Yeah.
Slow it down a couple.
Yeah, definitely.
Amen.
But again, tell me your name so I make sure I get it right. Q.
Yeah, my name is Q. Q no rap name. I make beats. I'm in Philly. I'm in New York sometimes. I'm all over wherever. I lived in the Bay. Shout out everybody.
Nice.
My West Coast people. Like, you mean? Shout out to Flip a Beat Club, and you know, I host beat making events. To get with me, Q no rap name on the internet.
Nice, and that's everywhere they can find you.
Yeah. Q no rap name. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. If you want to be my friend on Facebook, it's Q no rap name backwards.
Nice.
It's like Iman something.
We're still outside here. Happy. What the fuck is this place called again?
Have a nice day, exotic. Have a nice day, exotic. Yeah.
I caught a little secondhand high. I got virgin lungs, so I'm not used to this atmosphere right here. So
we here. We smoking. We here.
I'm hoping in this case, my man Kuliente will be able to put me on.
The only person ever got it straight like that.
Exactly.
Man, that's right.
So considering this is the first Scaring the Host show of 2024, how'd it go for you? How did you feel?
I'm always at Skin of Hoes, me personally. I'm always there. I fuck with Noah, I fuck with Abby, you know, I've been fucking with them.
Does the beret scare the hoes?
Nah, the beret actually attracts the hoes.
I haven't seen one of those in years in person.
Yeah,
so that's cool.
Look, is like the Panthers walking up or like some British Scottish shit walking up on you? So you never know.
Just hit him with a bruv, you'll confuse him.
Huh?
Hit him with a bruv, you'll confuse him.
Yeah, they like it, dude.
Nice. No, it's good look.
Appreciate
it.
Wee.
But what did you do inside for people that didn't get to see any footage of what you did?
I mean, me personally, like me on the street, they probably know who I am around New York. I'm from New Orleans, but. Like, okay. I go crazy with this hip-hop shit. Like, I'm outside. Nigga better know who I am. Nigga, they don't. Like, I'm called the Venue Killer.
Nice.
VK, that's me, the Venue Killer. You saw me just not go crazy, right?
Yeah, of course.
So, you know, you...
I had to take it outside, because I couldn't take it too much. It was too much.
Oh, shit, Z-Love.
Yeah, too much.
No, but how do you feel about Know It All doing this for the first time in 2024 at least? He's been doing it a couple.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I've been to like almost everyone. I probably missed one or two.
Okay.
Real talk. But he's the man for this. Because, like, I mean, who else could, like, you see what the fuck going on out here, inside, out here, is all that. So who else doing this for this, you know, for the community like this? Our little tight-knit community right now. So, like, this is the best thing going on right now. Fucking right. Hip, scare the hoes.
Scaring the hoes. That's all. That's objective here.
I love the females, but we got to scare the hoes.
No, but they want to keep it hip-hop, so we got to scare them away, unfortunately, tonight. Tomorrow, different story.
No, and like when I get off with you, it's a different story.
There you go. Man about his business. But I know it all for Twitter, off a random little clip he shared.
Okay.
Off the strength of the lyrics, the voice, everything too. Yeah. Got to know him, fast forward now here.
Fucking ill lyricist right there.
Yeah, definitely. At least to me, best alive out of Queens right now, actively doing it. Omitting the legends and established ones.
On some,
he's
like,
next.
On some on the rise?
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking right.
Definitely.
Yeah, legend.
So how did you get to know it all?
Same way, Twitter.
Okay.
And then I'm actually like motherfuckers be outside. I'm sorry. Motherfuckers be outside. Let me rephrase that. Motherfuckers don't be outside.
Right.
Be outside. I'm outside. We just have me like, oh, you.
Yeah.
So we here like that was like about two and a half years ago.
Nice.
And I've been in New York full.
Okay.
So yeah.
Nice.
Just networking, eat some of that shit, and I'm actually outside. He actually outside. Like, this ain't just no cyber shit, you know, nigga? Like, motherfuckers really outside.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Cool thing about Know It All, you'll actually get to know him outside of just the MC, the performance, the artist, everything. Yeah. Oh, he's crazy.
Funny.
He's a good follow on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Real life shit, he's funny. Yeah, that's my man.
So you said you've been here for 4 years now, right? And you're from New Orleans.
You heard me.
So what brings you from New Orleans?
Like this rap, like the type of music. This shit, we scared. If I did some shit like this at home, I'm being honest. I don't think it'll probably be me, you, and the people on the bill. And about five spectators. So this shit right here is amazing to me. And then my reception that I get from being where I'm from, and I like attack the music, this type of music, how I do.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers be like, oh shit, who is he?
Okay.
That's always a reaction. That's how he was like, who the fuck are you? That he wasn't like, who the fuck are you? He was like, who the fuck are you? You crazy with this? Like, come holler at me, come into the community.
Nice. So what do you got coming up besides tonight's performance?
This about to be out soon.
In about a week or so.
April 27th, come see me, the Six Pack Live. You did Six Pack Live. It's me and my man's Party G. That's like my rap crusade partner on this motherfucker. My brother in rhyme, like me. That's bro. Okay. So me and him got a EP. It's like six songs. It's called the Six Pack.
Yeah.
And we got a live show April 27th. You hear me?
Okay.
April 27th. When they follow me, they gonna be able to see that. Know It All on it. Know It All on the bill. So.
Oh, sweet. Okay. That's a gift. Yeah. Nice.
Definitely. He's definitely on the bill.
Fuck so then, right. Tell them where they can find out more about that, where they can follow you, all that
Koolien
stuff.
Koolien. You hear me on everything. Twitter, Instagram, my website, koolien.com.
Oh, okay.
We here.
You don't hear about too many websites anymore.
Yeah, well, I'm here. They can subscribe to the website, get the newsletters. We just put out a joint with Raz Fresco.
Okay.
So, with my guy, Rumble, you dig? Shout out Rumble. Shout the fuck out the Rumble, you dig?
Definitely, shout out the Rumble. If you didn't get that the first time. So, do you feel like the task of scaring the hoes was accomplished tonight?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The hoes is
did you contribute heavily to it?
Of course, absolutely, bro. Yeah, definitely. Petrified. For sure, without a doubt.
They're definitely not scared of that here.
No, that's gotta balance it out. Yeah, exactly. You gotta balance it out. You know what I mean? Life's all about balance, man. And so, you can only scare them so much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Before it gets to a point where you're hurting yourself. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Yeah, like Koolien was saying just before, as soon as this is done, the show and the performance, then everything changes. It's all about the hoes afterwards.
Yeah, he's right. You know what I mean?
It's nice outside. It's better.
It is. This is summertime. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely, it's going to be, you need inspiration to rap, right? You know what I'm saying? And women, they are, you know, the divine feminine, you know what I mean? So I find, constantly find, you know, inspiration from all the beautiful women in my life, you know what I mean? So I feel that. But yeah, bro, you know what I mean? This is good. It's good to be here. It's good to be constantly, you know, putting on for the culture and putting on, especially here in the South Bronx, man. Like, it's where the shit started, you know what I mean, right? So and it's good that we're here doing this shit and just making this happen, you know what I mean? So I think it's a beautiful thing, for sure, for sure.
Awesome. And I know I met you back when, at the very first year in the halls.
Like a year ago now. Yeah.
About a year ago, give or take, I knew of Know It All from Twitter, from a clip he posted, just a random little set of lyrics, whatever he posted up. I've been a fan since then. How do you get to Know It All?
Oh, so funny thing, that's exactly it. It was through Twitter, bro. I forgot exactly how, but might have been like a little bit post-pandemic, you know what I mean? Like, I think I was just on Twitter and, you know, wow, so funny because it was pretty organic, like as far as Twitter interaction could go. Because I think he might have heard my music.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know. I know I was a fan of him before he knew who the fuck I was, that's for sure. But I maybe have sent him something. He really liked my shit. And then what's important about all this is that Know It All was like definitely one of the first people. He's the whole reason I even perform here. He's the reason that half the people know about who the fuck I am. Because he took a shot, threw me on his album. Music Saved Me Too with Skip the Kid. Shout out Skip the fucking Kid. One of the best producers out there.
Great verse, by the way, on that one.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And that verse, a lot of people liked it, which, you know, that's the goal, right?
Yeah.
And that is where everything basically blossomed from there. We kind of stayed connected, you know what I mean? I got him on some of the upcoming shit that I got going on. And
So drums, I got familiar with your work because of the first Scare and the Host show.
Okay,
and you're a rapper producer, I know that much.
Yeah, for sure.
Self-produced.
Yeah, definitely.
If you had to categorize your sound, what would you label it?
Oh, that's a great question, bro. You know, I got influenced by so many different things. You know, in my production, oftentimes, like, if I'm going to produce something that's strictly for me, Dilla, without a doubt, Questlove. I love Questlove's use of jazz samples.
Yeah.
I feel like he was, him and Prince Paul were like the first, in my opinion, first people to really be trying to interpolate jazz samples and shit. So I gotta shout out those two. And then DJ Premier. DJ Premier was like easily my favorite producer for the longest time. I think until I really started to expand into more other avenues of rap that were outside of my region, DJ Premier was without a doubt my favorite producer. It still ranks up there in my top five. And then rapping wise, man, bro, Nas, Kendrick, Pop, Big, M, Andre 3000. Like, I could go on for days. I really like to believe that I'm an amalgamation of, not even to get on no heady, stupid shit, just an amalgamation of all the shit I've listened to and a lot of my life experiences. And so you won't find one definitive sound coming out of me. It's really gonna be like something new all the time, you know what I mean? So and that's because I like to not to just harp on one thing for too long, feel me? So yeah. But in regularly scheduled programming, you're gonna hear a lot of Dilla, you're gonna hear a lot of Q-Tip, you're gonna hear a lot of, you know what I mean, that traditional boom bap neo soul kind of type of production, for sure. And then the rapping, you know what I mean, Nas, when I get fast, maybe a little Kendrick in there and shit. Action Bronson when I'm talking my shit. Ghostface, I really would have guessed where you'd attribute that to. But just that that charisma when you're rapping, I think is very important. Saying things with conviction, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
So, since you mentioned Kendrick, at least, and he's in the news again now because of, you know, putting out there, fuck a big three, is it only a big me?
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to a potential three-way between him, Drake, and Cole?
Yeah, man. You know, I think competition is good for everything, especially hip-hop. And I think when you have competition in hip-hop, it pushes people to be better. I love coming here, bro. So I love coming to, you know, STH because I feed off of the performances, man. I think they give me a lot of energy. I go home, I make music, and it really puts a battery in my back. So, yeah, of course, bro. I want to see Drake diss him. I want to see Cole diss him. For ideally, the petty side of me wants to see them all try to see who's the best. mess, you know what I mean? But will they do that? No, I don't think so.
Well, if Drake knows what's good for him, he won't diss him.
Yeah, exactly. Because Kendrick, I think, is the best out of the three, too. Not to.
But do you think
a hot take?
Do you think most likely Kendrick's got like a tucked away Ray Stratum 16 for any one of them?
I think so. I think you're gonna drop a. I don't think you'll drop something like that without. You know what I mean? Without.
Okay, unprovoked.
You won't do a that verse felt more like a poke. You know what I mean? Less than a actual the planned attack. So yeah, I think so for sure. If I was Kendrick, I would.
But do you think Kendrick would ever pull like a pusher at all, like name drop sons like, and
No, I don't think he would do that. No.
He'd be a different kind of murderer.
I think there's a line that Kendrick probably respects. I mean, who? I don't know him. You know what I mean? So for all I know, he could do some wildly out of pocket things. But I think from what I've heard in his music and just how he carries about himself, he's a father and shit. Yeah. I don't think he'd do that. I think that's really more for petty ass people like you know, the Game and shit, who are like 40 and washed and you know what I mean, don't have any other chance to get their streams up.
Shit, this whole time I thought you were a Game fan. You look like one.
I do like the Game. Don't get me wrong. Like, the Game is dope,
no, but the Game now has like.
It's just, you know, the name dropping was a brand at one point, and now you're just doing it too much. Like, you drove it past the brand. It's fucking being annoying. You know what I mean? But yeah, on Twitter it's Prophet_GS. On Instagram, I got a couple different things. I'm not one of them branded motherfuckers with, you know, all the same shit. Dan_Algorin. You can find me on Instagram. Drums, all capital, on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, wherever the fuck.
Scaring the Hoes is the name of the show, and the energy too. We're keeping them outside for now, but once you're done, I'm sure you're gonna get back to the hoes.
I mean, listen, that's for sure, man. The name's EARN, Earn. Every day, always real, nigga. De Niro's just what I do, so you gotta address me as that, Earn De Niro. Holla. It's my hometown, the Bronx, man. Scaring the Hoes, V. Shout out Noah to all the happy. Been doing this for a year now.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's good energy, man. Good energy.
Changing. I remember you from the first one. Yeah.
Word.
First one out in Jersey.
Yeah.
Roughly a year ago now, yeah.
Facts.
Good times out there. But fast forward a year after that, how do you feel about this show today, the first one of 2024?
So the first one, the energy is dope. It's good seeing the producers getting the chance to shine. You know what I'm saying? They're getting the chance to network as well, so people, they can really see their worth. They cutting and fading and all of that shit's fire. And then, you know, we starting off with the spit. Some of the similar faces that you used to seeing, but it's always different sprinkles. Man, Cooliante was out here. CC Camacho shows out here. Everybody else, really, you know what I'm saying? They vets, I think, for the most part.
Based off what I remember from your performance, you're really like making faces and really enunciating your words when you spit.
Oh, yeah.
Which a lot of rappers don't tend to do. So since you were the first one up tonight, do you think you set the bar energy-wise, everybody else to follow?
It's just like, that's why they put me up there, man. And they know the energy is coming, and it's just what it is. And I just dropped the project with Zilly, so yeah, they know I'm excited. Just got back from Austin, Texas, South by Southwest, did a little Austin and San Antonio tour, so. Yeah, like 10 shows all through, 5 days. Ran through it, did a lot of promo work as well. So, yeah, they know the energy was coming when I'm going first.
Nice, nice. What's the name of that project you just dropped?
Beauty in the Eye. The eye like yourself, one eye. It's an eye, man, because it really is inside of yourself. That's what I feel. Everything you're looking for is inside. So.
Nice, nice. And as far as Scaring the Hoes is concerned, they dropped it now to every quarter. You think they did that to give other shows a chance to really showcase talent or what?
Nah, it just gives chances to allocate resources better.
Okay, gotcha.
You understand? So we could do this every month, but it's all about that bang. We also could be in another state. We could be in Chicago. We did Texas already. We did Philly, Maryland, these other months. It wasn't like Scaring the Hoes wasn't happening. It just wasn't under that umbrella. But we've been working. Noah been working. Zilly's been working. Black been working, shout out Unruly been working. We've been moving, and everybody else I forgot, man. I'm saying Prophet, Patty Honcho, can't forget Patty, you know what I'm saying? Whoever else I forgot, if I forgot Happy, yeah, and then. That's what we doing. We spreading the love of Scaring the Hoes. So that's why the quarterly thing makes perfect sense to me.
That's fair, that's fair. Now, I know no one off from Twitter, like a lot of us do till now, I've asked. Based off a clip he shared, lyrics, bars, all that, call me right away. Fast forward now, I'm here at the show as a fan, as a friend, everything too. How did you get to know it all?
So it's through Happy. So I I know Happy for a little minute. We went to Morgan State, and he was always telling me about these rappers, and he was big on Twitter. I wasn't really on Twitter until some unfortunate incident happened to my Instagram, and it was active, and I just got straight into a project with Know It All. I can't remember her name, but shout out Rome Wise, and yeah, me and Know It All collabed, and it's been history since.
Nice, nice.
Respect this craft, you respect mine.
Definitely, of course. So, as far as anything else you got coming up, shows, projects, anything at all you want?
Oh, we got SOBs May 1st, man. Check me out, SOBs May 1st. That's something big. I'm taking that serious. Beauty in the Eye drop. That's on all DSPs. It's a 3-piece. Me is produced strictly by Zilly 900. And that's just to get y'all ready for the album. Don't worry about the title. I'm very spontaneous. DJ, no, I'm sending my music the day of, and I'm gonna remix it when I get there. You better have airdrop or service, because I'm that spontaneous. So that's gonna drop late summer. School time around there, you know what I'm saying? But I got some visuals lined up, and yeah, it's just work hit me, man. If you're trying to work, features, man.
Tell the people who you are, please.
By the name of Black Story, coming straight out the 2007 bus of Area, Virginia. Shout out to the Pentagon conglomerate that put this whole thing together, and you know that contributes to the culture in ways that we're supposed to be doing.
Out of genuine curiosity, have you always had that voice?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, this the thing, you know, eating extra onions for testosterone can help with that. And then, like, you know, that shit could change you. I'm saying, imagine eating CMOS and Sheila G every single day. 3 times a day, 6 times a day,
baby. I asked because as someone, well, now I've been outdone with the deepness of the voice. You know, I'm no competition with you. But, yeah, I in my mind, I hear you. No offense, nothing. In my mind, I hear you. It doesn't match who I'm looking at. Okay, I just want to make sure that, you know, no offense out there, just I'm saying that. Okay. It's general consensus then.
Pretty much, I get that all the time.
Now, with that kind of voice, did you immediately take the rap at all? Did you want to start writing right away at all? Or did you like play it back like, oh, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't?
My voice didn't really play too much of a part in that. If anything, the only way my voice like played a certain part or something like that is if... Like, see, when I was younger, I used to sing a lot all the time. And then I recorded myself singing that, heard what I sung. Like, and I was like, okay, yeah, I'm not doing this.
Okay.
You know, and then one day I was just like, I just felt like I could rap. Because I seen what people was doing with it. I was like, I feel like I could do that. So I just did it.
Okay. Makes sense.
It's all.
Yeah, he's making a lot of sense, right? Yeah, exactly. So, what brings you here today to Scaring the Hoes 1 of 2024?
Well, you know, aside from being, you know, a founding member of the Pentagon conglomerate, that, you know, this establishment in event is hosted by and put together by, you know, it's really the family camaraderie, you know what I'm saying? Then, of course, you know, I'm booked to perform, you know, I'm booked to perform, gotta come out here, you know? And then, boom, we here in the Bronx, like this, I'm not alien to this, right, we outside, I'm not alien to the Bronx, I'm familiar with the X enough to where, you know, each and every time I come with my Ice Spice joint, you know, get a song approach the anthem like that.
Nice. So, what do you got coming up for anybody who wants to know more about you?
In the works, you know, I'm not gonna say too much.
Okay.
You know, but you could look out for a lot. Like, my whole next 2 quarters, next 2 years is playing for me.
Nice. Thinking way in advance. Trust me. Nice. All right, and where can the people find you? Everywhere, social media, wherever they need to.
On Twitter, Doug, like D-A, B-L-A, capital Q, C-K, Chidori, C-H-I-D-O-R-I.
Uh-huh.
On Twitter, I'm not calling that shit X, it's Twitter.
Twitter.
Fuck out of here. You heard? And then on Instagram, God MC Black Chidori, B-L-A-Q-C-H-I-D-O-R-I.
Right.
And it's good to put the voice to the face and make it make sense now. All right, on what started out as a nice day in the Bronx, now a chilly night in the Bronx still. We're still on the mission of scaring the hoes. That's Scaring the Hoes 1 for 2024, here with Benji Socrates. Fresh off the stage, did his thing, did his set, committed to further, you know, keeping the whores away, or the hoes, however you want to label them.
So. It was amazing. This was actually my first time performing.
Okay.
So I'm from the Bronx.
Nice.
I mainly did shows out in like Brooklyn, Harlem, Washington Heights,
mm-hmm.
and even out in Jersey. But you know, we don't really have that many venues out here or that many spots to perform.
Why do you think that is?
A lot of it is about the connections.
Okay.
And a lot of it is about like the organizers and like just who's around. You know, like the scene that we have, like it's a growing scene. And especially from the time of like 2014, we had mad shows, but a lot of it was in Brooklyn, and the shows out in the Bronx wasn't representative of this scene that we have here. Also, I just never had the opportunity. Like I made my journey in this rap shit like 2018.
Okay.
And so that's I'm fairly new. You know, I've been around, but I'm fairly new. So
that's when you kind of roughly started 2018.
2018, I would say that's when I worked on the project with Stax Grilla.
Okay.
Called Private Forum, and that's sort of what like propelled my career forward.
Nice.
Word.
So when you started off. Did you start writing, freestyling, or what you...
So, I always been a rapper, since I was 13. I was writing, first beat I ever wrote to was Dead Presidents, Jay-Z.
Okay.
But I started making beats, 2016, 2017, at the prime time, 2018, when I started releasing my own music.
Okay, nice. Now, do you ever go back to listen to the stuff you dropped back when at all?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
It's a constant reminder, I would say, to like study the music you made back then and compare it to how you're making it now. Seeing what's different, seeing what you changed, also just like seeing what you could improve on and how you want to experiment with a new sound.
Okay. So, since you just got off of stage performing here, scaring the hoes.
Scaring the hoes.
Keep them scared. I know Know-It-All from Twitter. Not from a tweet, but from a clip you shared of his own music way back, like, I think, pandemic times, something like that. So, that's how I knew him. Fast forward now, I'm here supporting as a fan, helping out with this, too. How did you get to know about Know-It-All?
Funny, same here.
Twitter. Everybody said the same thing.
Twitter is such a great place for those connections because a lot of the people here, I recognize their names from Twitter.
Okay.
And just to actually meet them in person, it's like, wow, like, we known each other maybe for like a year and a half or something, like roughly around that amount of time I don't know it all. And a lot of it was from like either Twitter spaces or just, he would just post his videos and I'll check it out and I'll check his music out. And that's how that connection got made.
Nice.
Other cats like Black Chidori, Patty Honcho, I recognize their names from Twitter. Met them in the flesh today. So.
Or what Know-It-All's favorite thing to do is what, the Twitter spaces, right?
Twitter spaces.
Yeah.
And that's how like I think connected with Patty or Patty Honcho.
Yeah.
Was like Twitter space, and I would just like play beats live off of my SP and shit, and like we would just be on the Twitter space sharing beats or whatever.
Nice. Now, going back to the Bronx, not having as many venues as I guess you'd like to have, do you think maybe it might still be associated with the stigma of the Bronx in general? It might play into it.
I feel like those politics, I don't really want to like put terms on it, but like, yeah, Bronx has a bad rep, but it's also, it's just about what type of music is more representative of the Bronx. You know what I mean? Like, now it's the drill scene, yeah, and it's drill music. So if there's a venue in the Bronx, it's going to be drill related or trap related. The scene that we have here, I feel like it's most like associated with the venues in Brooklyn and in Queens or in Jersey.
Yeah.
Like, I see more venues like welcoming us all in. Yeah. And also, just not cats from New York, cats from Virginia, cats, yep, from New Orleans.
Philly.
Philly, you know what I mean? So, like, and it doesn't, honestly, I'm just happy that it's in New York, period. Like, not just the Bronx.
Oh, of course.
But, like, think about it. Like, 10 years ago, Virginia cats, New Orleans cats coming out here to the Bronx to perform, shit was kind of unheard of, you know what, yeah, I mean? Like, we'd be like, what the fuck? Where they doing that at, you know? I'm just glad it came together. Shout out to Know It All, shout out to Happy. Like, they put this shit together and made it pop.
Now, since you said you started 2018, you're still fairly new, as you said you described yourself. Where's the farthest you traveled so far to perform?
Furthest I traveled so far to perform? That's a great question. I would say Philly. I would say Philly. Like, for performance, I performed with my brother Wolf. That's you right here, yo, Wolf.
Yeah,
so we performed down in Philly at Crate Diggers for the first time.
Nice.
That was like a 2.5 hour trip, but it was worth it, you know, just making it happen and going out the state to perform and bringing our energy to a whole different environment. It was insane.
Nice, nice.
Just for our name to be like reached out into another state that's not New York and that's not local, that's big to us, you know, and like even taking it overseas to like Colombia, Argentina, cats from Japan who know our music.
Ooh.
So it's a pretty big thing for us, and you will see me out there soon, for real.
Yeah, definitely, why not? With a name like Benji Socrates, philosophical sounding, but yet humble amongst the people, with the Benji in front.
Yeah, appreciate
now,
that.
Is that your name everywhere on socials, everywhere you can find you at all?
On Twitter, it is at Benji underscore Socrates, IG Benji underscore Socrates, Facebook Benji Socrates, all of my Spotify, SoundCloud, just Benji Socrates, but it's spelled BENJISOCRATE $. That's my artist. That's how you spell it. But of course, IG be hating. They won't, you know, they won't let me add that character in there.
It's funny, right? Because it's more the young kids' world with like, drop the vowels, put a symbol instead of a letter, yeah, to like make the name.
I've always been like, like, since I was a young kid, I felt like it was just like outside the box or creative.
As you should, as you should. As we're doing out here outside of Scaring the Hoes, keep it outside the box always.
Yeah.
Inside the box for later when we're done
inside
with the show.
Inside the box, you know, yeah, what I'm saying? Inside the box for later, but it's also not only about Scaring the Hoes. Like, during my set, yeah, I had a song that probably would scare some hoes, but also had a song that made the hoes feel safe. Like, it's all about that balance, you know what I mean?
Duality, exactly.
Duality, facts.
And before we go, what else can they expect from you project-wise? Anything you got coming up at all?
Oh, facts. I have a collab project with my brother from Sacramento, California.
Ooh, okay.
Boney J. The project is called Time Will Tell. Mm-hmm. That will be releasing soon within the springtime. Also, just look out for words from me and my brother Wolf. We're working on our collaborative project and just more shows upcoming.
Nice, nice.
More events.
You know, my voice kind of fucked up right now, but I just killed my set.
Yeah. As
it
always.
I appreciate you. It felt real good. I'm never going to miss one of these, man. You know what I mean? I'm going to do my best to come out and perform every time I get a chance, man.
Nice. So from what I gather, Know It All knowing his raps and, you know, being a formidable MC himself, am I right to guess maybe he kind of took you under his wing? As kind of like a right-hand man?
You know, that is absolutely absolutely true. I would agree with you when you say that, you know. I feel like a lot of people in a position that I'm in, they probably wouldn't admit to the fact that, you know, without meeting that person, you wouldn't be where you would, like, you know what I mean? Like, when I met Know-It-All, my whole shit, like, you know, leveled up. Like, I started performing way more. Mm-hmm. I started getting more love on the internet and shit. So I'm a solid nigga, and I'm first because I'm nice.
Yeah.
I can rap well, and that's what catches your ear first.
Definitely.
And then you get to meet a nigga, and yeah, like, you know, we brothers now. That's my brother. So nice. Yeah, I definitely will agree with you and say that.
And that's great to see the bond that grew between you guys, because like me, for example, I think everyone I asked so far, I know about Know-It-All from Twitter, from him sharing a clip, I want to say pre-pandemic time, fast forward to now, I'm out here as a fan, supporter, collaborating in my own way too. How did you get to find out about Know-It-All?
I found out about Know-It-All through, I think somebody that I was following retweeted one of his shits.
Okay.
And I just heard of like a snippet of him rapping, and I was like, damn, this nigga nice. So I ended up, I think I just commented on this shit, like, yo, this nigga nice. And then he saw one of my videos, and he was like, oh, word, you nice too. And then it was up from there, you know what I mean? And I, literally, it was like, I saw a video of him, and yeah.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you saw a clip of him first instead of seeing one of his, like, very, you know, troublesome tweets, if anything.
Right. It was a clip first. It wasn't it wasn't none of the wild tweets, right.
Nice. What do you got coming up for yourself? Because I know you dropped Black Exploitation last year.
Uh-huh.
Did you have something else that dropped afterward? I might have missed, I think. Or?
Nah, nothing dropped after that, but that's been doing a little good. You know, people still be tapping in with that, so I'm glad I was able to sit on that. But next I have this album I got called The Black Madonna Piece.
Yeah.
It's a various producer album.
Okay.
I got about like 13 producers on the album.
Why that title?
So, you know how rappers be wearing the Jesus piece?
Yeah, yeah.
I decided I'm going to be the first one with a Black Madonna piece.
All right.
So it ain't nothing too crazy. It ain't nothing too deep about it. It's just me being a fly nigga, and that's what I thought about.
All right. Do you have the piece on you? Like,
Not yet.
That'll come later on, I guess.
Exactly.
If anything.
Exactly.
Okay, so you're like manifesting it.
Others will call it manifesting. Yeah, that manifestation. I'm gonna call it a certainty. You know what I mean? But yeah, I'm manifesting it.
Nice. And are you taking after Know-It-All in the sense of collabing with people from all over the world and online and all that too? Or
absolutely. A lot of the people that, like, Know-It-All made an album with Outkast, and I'm starting to make an album with Outkast. My nigga Outkast, he's in Jordan, or he's from Jordan. You know what I mean? And all types of Skip, all these people that collab with Know-It-All, they great producers. Why not?
Yeah.
You know, so I collab with them as well.
Nice. So besides the Black Madonna piece, do you have anything else coming up with Know-It-All collabs you want to put us on to? Anything else you want to promote?
I'm collabing with Scale Beats, a producer from Australia.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to drop an album. I want it to come out this year. I'm going to work. I want that one to come out this year. Outkast, hopefully that drops towards the back half of the year. And you know, I'm working on some shit.
Okay. And I remember you're from New Jersey. I forget from where exactly.
Patterson,
okay. Do you feel like, I overheard this the other day, I don't know if it rings true to you. Do you think New Jersey needs more representation still in hip hop at all? And are you doing your part in doing that?
I feel like we get a good amount of representation. I think that since we're so close to New York, you know, it's like a little shadow under shadow. But as far as, you know, people that actually know lyricism and know hip hop, we do get a lot of love. Get a lot of love.
Okay. Nice. And do you think you got to do more in that sense, or are you just going to be doing your thing mostly?
I feel like I have to do, I don't think it's my duty, but I do feel like subconsciously I will do my part to get Jersey at least more, a little more recognition. It ain't my duty though, because Red Man and my homie, you know, the Treacherous, and they done did they due diligence, so.
And they were more than enough.
Right. They did more than enough. We get our love, so.
Nice. So before her cab is literally here to pick her up and take her away for scaring a hoes, she did her part by scaring the hoes away because she's the only girl present, not a hoe. Here's Scaring the Hoes 1 for 2024. Thank you to Know-It-All, Happy Entertainment, of course. We got CeCe Camacho here.
Yeah, this is the Camacho. Scaring the Hoes was lit. I had such a great time. Everybody doing their motherfucking thing. Pop out Saturday, April 13th from 8 to 12. We have a 30-minute set. Come see me. We're going to be at Sour Mouse, NYC, Lower East Side. You feel me? Featuring Patty Honcho and some other artists. We got Kayaku, Ari Duan Joy, Aura de la Luna, and Jay Vallejo. You already know. But yeah.
The car's here yet?
Or? No, not yet. We got like 30 seconds.
Okay, anything else you want to tell them about? How'd you feel about coming out here tonight, being the only girl on the whole set?
Oh my God, being the only girl was pretty amazing. You feel me? I feel like everybody did their thing. I feel like, you know, a smooth transition between all the sets. I enjoyed myself and I just vibed out with everybody, you know, and I'm just grateful to be here. I'm happy and grateful to know it all and happy work.
Definitely. And a quick shout out to you for making that Stoop Kid record. I can't get it out of my head. Stoop literally. Kid? Yeah.
Stream that shit right now.
Yeah,
it's
I got you.
Yeah, yeah, it's on all platforms.
Everywhere, right. Nice. Yeah, and let's not be so humble, Happy, as he's named, and you go by Happy. Happy Entertainment, right?
No, Happy Art Productions.
Happy Art Productions, I'm sorry.
Right, right. You know what's crazy?
Yeah.
I didn't even tell nobody to call me Happy. They just started calling me that.
And why did it take to call you Happy?
Because Happy Art Productions.
Okay.
That was that's the name of the production company.
Ah.
And then you go, hey, Happy. I'm like, fuck it, I'm happy. Like, that's really it. Like, no lie, that's it.
It just stuck.
It just stuck, exactly.
All right, so I asked this to everybody beforehand, since they're artists, they find out about Know It All.
Mm-hmm.
General consensus is Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly through clips like I did. I found a clip of him, I became a fan immediately, and fast forward now, here we are, Scaring the Hoes, first one of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Always a fan, always looking to collaborate. So how did you get to Know It All?
So we actually followed each other on Twitter for a while, a couple years actually. And I knew he rapped and I actually was a fan immediately. Like, I liked his awkward style, you know what I mean? So we followed each other and we wasn't even on no music shit at first. It was just jokes.
Mm-hmm.
You know how I tweet, like you said, you see how I tweet, like, that's really it. Like, we were just cracking mad random jokes. Sometimes we would talk about music, but one day somebody put up a rap challenge and I put up a verse and he put up a verse and we like showed each other love off it. And we just been on, follow each other since then. And then this is it, you know, we're here now. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
Okay, and then what makes you come together with Know It All to put, you know, this showcase
so
together?
Basically, me, Know It All, Patty. Well, it was Know It All and Patty that had a show.
Okay.
I just went to, you know, support, show some love or whatever.
All right, all right.
But it was one of them shows that it was more like trap music and, you know, that other type of stuff that really, you know, that other stuff. We don't do that kind of, that's not the type of stuff we do. We're more boom bap type of stuff. So, you know, when they performed, they kind of put them last and nobody really showed love. So we were like, yo, we should do our own joint where it's just this style of music. And that's what happened. That's what we did.
Nice. And who picks the artists that perform here tonight?
So me and Nodo, we just basically decide.
Okay. Oh, so it's collaborative.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nice. And how far do you see Scaring the Hoes going beyond today, tonight?
So I want it to go better. We actually have, I want it to get bigger, excuse me. Pause. We actually have a few things lined up for maybe the next year coming up.
Okay.
Different states, even maybe going to Canada as well.
I don't want to give away the locations. I know he mentioned it before, Know It All, but are you trying to keep it national, international, potentially?
Yeah. For right now, all we got is Canada. But somebody else has something else about another one of them other countries out there. But it's crazy, so I don't know about that. But yeah. For right now, Canada's the only other country that we might hit up by next year, maybe. But
okay.
Definitely hitting up other states, Chicago. We going to D.C., maybe go to V.A., stuff like that. California, we want to go to California actually.
Okay, nice. Now, I guess as a fan, since you became a know-it-all just like I did, is it weird to think, I thought at least, obviously the lyrics got to me, fan of that, no question, but did he remind you of a younger Capadonna, voice-wise, by any chance?
Capadonna? Nah.
Nah. It's just me. I keep thinking that for some reason.
Nah. You know, somebody, he doesn't remind me of anyone, but somebody once mentioned, Demi D actually mentioned it one time in the interview, and that's when I kind of like noticed a little bit. He said he kind of reminded him of Freeway.
Okay.
The way he can hit you with a flow and kind of just switch it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He don't stick to that same, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that. So that kind of part of Freeway. Not that he sounds like him or anything, you know, but real just weird with the flow. It could go anywhere with it, you know?
Right, like scatterbrain with the flow.
Right.
Okay, all right. And anything else you want to add on for tonight? Anybody else you want to thank, shout out at all?
Just shout out for everybody who watched on Instagram. It was actually the most viewers we've had. I think it was about 45 or something like that. 40. Nice. And that's not bad. I mean, you know.
That's great.
It's the most we've had so far. You know, shout out to that. Yeah, that's fire. And shout out to all the performers. Shout out to DJ Manny Snow, the fucking DJ that's always, you know, doing his thing. And, you know, we'll be back with Scaring the Hoes again. You know, I kind of want to do it every month because it's just so fun. But
yeah,
we're going to do it every 3 months, like we said this year. Every 3 months.
Nice.
Probably come back, what's that, June, right?
Yeah, I think no one else said June.
Right. Yeah.
And I guess in closing, I forgot to ask Kim that, but did you or who came up with Scaring the Hoes?
Actually, he did. He came up with that. Okay. It was kind of, we were just talking one day. We were just throwing names back and forth. He was like, Scare. I was like, oh, that's fire. Like, that's actually a fire-ass name. It's very attention-grabbing. Like our first show, the flyer kind of went viral on Facebook.
Oh, did it? Okay.
Yeah, somebody just randomly posted it. Like, yo, look at this crazy shit. And we're like, oh, that's kind of hot. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's fire. I like that.
No, it's a great name, too. But I asked because...
They were making fun of it, but, I mean, it was still fun to me. Like, that was kind of hot. Like, fuck it.
Well, the only thing that caught me off guard besides the name, I liked it. It was catchy. I forget the timeline, but I think Danny Brown came out with his tour and called it Scaring the Hoes, but I think it might have been a little after.
It was after.
Right, okay. So you were
I have
first.
Proof that it was actually after.
Okay.
Because I screenshotted the timeline when all that happened right before. Like, I have proof, but I mean, I don't care. I mean, it's whatever. But just in case, I do have proof.
Okay, good. Because I know Danny Brown knows his rappers. I wouldn't be surprised if he knows a know-it-all or if he's on the radar.
Know-it-all says that. He says that. He says he thinks they stole it. He said that. Yeah.
Well, allegedly alluding to who knows.
Right.
At the end of the day, you got the showcase. Kind of weird,
it started like right after. Like, we mentioned it, then maybe like 3 weeks after, then that started. Kind of like, what the fuck? That's crazy.
I think you're right. I think I remember it going down that way, actually.
It's crazy.
Nice. Mm-hmm. But, of course, the OGs are Scaring the Hoes.
OG known for smoking, extraordinary producer over here. You heard? Crazy.
Shout out.
So don't be scared.
So, like always, best for last, especially when it comes to Scaring the Hoes. It's know-it-all, the star of the show, but the brains behind the operation alongside Happy, putting this thing together called Scaring the Hoes again. First one for 2024. Know-it-all, of course, bro, to the show. No stranger here. How are you tonight with this?
Yo, I'm great, bro, and I appreciate you for pulling up, bro.
Yeah,
you
know, definitely.
Got to bring Queens into the building.
A little bit more Queens would be nice, I guess, but, you know, it's not bad to have outside the Bronx, at least. But I meant to ask you, what made you come up with this in the first place, you and Happy?
Yo, you know what's so crazy? Because that show that I seen you at in Queens had something to do with why this happened. We was doing a show, right? And I felt like they made me and my man go last. And they let all like the trap rappers and drill rappers, which I don't dislike trap and drill, but they let them go first. And then while everybody left, they put me and Patty on.
Okay.
So from that shit made me upset. So I'm like, yo, we gonna throw our own shit.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that's how we got here. And now it's the best decision me and Happy ever made. They go to man right there, speaking of the devil. But yeah, man, that's how we got it. From us feeling like our, what you would say, subgenre being disrespected.
Yeah.
So we started our own wave.
So what subgenre would that be? How do you categorize yourself?
I guess you would say, well, it's not really a subgenre because this is the origins of the art. Art form. This sound that we do is the origins of the art form, but it would be considered a subgenre today, I guess, because there's so many different types of hip hop.
Yeah.
I would say people more generally call it like boom bap as the subgenre. That's what they call it. I don't think that's the correct thing to call it, but that's what people call it.
But you might as well.
Right.
Okay, so I guess you still feel like the odd man out at any other showcase at this point, or?
Nah, you know what? Because at this point in my career, I only go to places where I'm welcome, where I feel welcome. I don't step into spaces where I'm not loved.
Okay. Nice. So that's great that you and Happy do this together. I know you're bringing it down to quarterly instead of monthly now, right?
Yes.
Okay.
People, we felt like people was getting tired of us or something. So we do them every season. One in the summer, one in the winter, one in the spring, one in the fall.
Okay.
Maybe nice. We do a holiday one too.
Holiday hoes.
We're doing more than four.
Scaring the ho hoes.
What? Go ahead.
Well, I can't take credit for that. It's probably you and Happy. Maybe I'll just wear a beard. No, Happy's bigger than I. He could be a good Santa, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Nice. So the next one I guess we'll see is the summer for Scaring the Hoes.
June, July. It may or may not even be in New York. We're not sure yet.
Okay, nice. So where do you plan on going, if anything?
We have like plans to go into the DMV.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's looking like it's real possible for that to happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I don't know, do you think next time you expand the number of artists you got going on, longer, more hours involved?
No, you know what? You know what's so crazy about that is you would think it would expand, but we're looking to make it smaller. We want it to be, not less, but like, how can I say? We want you to just get just the most potent shit. We don't want it to be no filler. We want all of the most, just the most potent shit.
It's recorded?
Yeah.
Oh,
happy. There you go. We got Happy in the building.
Shit. My fault.
Scaring the Hoes 2024. This is the latest show that we did.
Word.
One of the best nights.
Word. Gotta get you after.
Yeah. My fault.
No, you're good.
But yeah, we were just looking to refine it more.
Yeah.
Not necessarily about the amount of people.
Yeah.
We just want to sharpen and refine what we got going on. Okay. That's it.
Definitely. All right. And I know you're always busy. You're always on.
I try to stay busy.
Yeah, you're always on X. Do you call it X or Twitter?
I call it Twitter.
Okay, still Twitter. Yeah, you did tweet that. Sorry. Yeah, I forgot about that. So as far as Twitter's concerned, are you still roaming, you know, internationally to see who you can work with, who's going to produce for you?
Yeah, Twitter, I think, you know why I think Twitter works? Because I feel like Twitter is, there's less ego involved than places like Instagram, like, because it's more of like we talking, like Instagram, you only see pictures. Like, well, you showing me your money, you showing me the trip you went on. Twitter, you might come on there and tell me how your day went. You know what I'm saying? I think it's more, we can become friends, we can be more relatable.
More human. Right. Nice. No, you're good. And as far as projects, again, I know you stay busy. You're always doing something. You always got an EP here, EP there.
Yeah.
I lost track, honestly. You got so much coming out. What do you got coming out now that we can keep track of?
All right, now that we did the show, I can announce that. But my next album is produced by Philip Newf. It's called Late Caution, Laser and Use.
Okay.
And then me and my man, Morning Run, we supposed to announce our album today called Magic and Bird, because he's white and I'm black, obviously. You know, we went for the simple shit. But yeah, Morning Run, they're a group from Boston, two super talented rappers. I'm doing a project with them called Magic and Bird. That's gonna be the second drop.
Okay.
I got some in a cut with Happy. That's exclusive for my man Hootis.
Nice.
Me and Happy got a project. That, you only heard that here. You never heard that nowhere else. And I got a bunch of other stuff in the cut that we gonna save for later. But yeah.
Okay. And I know you're the guy that knows how to manage X and get people to react and engage and interact and all that too. I gotta get your opinion and feedback on this alleged big three-way battle pause going on between potentially Cole, Drake, and Kendrick, with Kendrick, you know, setting it off. Do you think it'll happen? Do you think Drake will actually, you know, man up and say something or what?
No, I think when you get to that level of rap, I think it's much bigger than people's egos and rap skills. It's a lot of money on the line. Like, them dudes don't want to risk taking a loss to each other because that hurts their brand. So I don't think it's going to go that far. I think they're doing this all just to stimulate attention for themselves. I don't think it's going to go very far. That's just my opinion, though. Okay. I mean, I could be wrong, but yeah, that's my opinion, though.
But in your dream scenario, if you could have it play out how you want it to, how's it going to go down?
They would just all do, like, I'm not going to say ether style, but ether style diss, where they just go all in on each other. Gloves off.
And do you think Drake's got it in him to do ether style anything?
I think he has the talent. I don't know if he has the, what's the word?
The writer.
Gall. I mean.
Allegedly.
That's debatable, allegedly. I think Drake has the talent to write to be a really good rapper, but I don't know if he has the gall to want to diss like Kendrick directly, because he can't come back at you hard.
Yeah, and I think Kendrick's one of those, you probably know better as an MC yourself. He's definitely got like 16 tucked away for everybody.
For sure. For sure, Kendrick. I think out of them three, like Kendrick is probably the best rapper to me, the best MC to me.
Okay, nice. And if you had to compare, I know you're a bigger Jay-Z fan than Nas, but if you had to compare all three of them and place them as, you know, this is more Jay to me, this is more Nas to me, how would you box
like,
them in?
You want me to put them in order?
Yeah, well, not order, but more like, you know, oh, I think Cole's more like a Nas and Kendrick more like a Jay, something like that.
Drake, I don't think Drake fits into either one of those molds.
Okay.
I think he created his own mold.
Yeah.
Kendrick is kind of like more like Tupac-ish, yeah. Nas-ish. Like he's like, he, but that's the thing with these guys. That's why these guys got so big, because they didn't just fall into the Jay-Z or Nas role. They kind of created their own archetype.
Mm-hmm.
All three of them, I think all three of them created their own archetype.
Okay.
So that's why I think they had that longevity, like Nas and Jay-Z like longevity, because they created their own thing. So, but if I had to say, I think J. Cole would be like, damn, that's hard, bro. But based on like success and shit, like I would say Drake is like Jay-Z.
Oh yeah, he's definitely a Drake.
Like, he was like, he would be the Jay-Z in that situation.
Yeah.
Cause if you ask like the average person, they're gonna say, they're gonna pick Drake over everybody.
Yeah, probably.
Just like, yeah.
The hoes that we scared away tonight.
Right, they're gonna pick Drake.
They're gonna pick Drake, definitely. And does Eminem fit into that at all for you? I know, because you're not the biggest fan. I'm not the biggest fan either, but...
I'm not the smallest
not the
fan.
Not to slander, but...
I'm not the smallest fan, but I'm not the biggest fan. You got the fire train going by and shit. Yeah. But,
Well, no, I think you're like me, right? You're not a fan of the newer Eminem stuff, like after a certain album.
Oh, Eminem is one of the greatest rappers ever.
Yeah, those first three albums were great.
Right. But, yeah. Nah, it's just like he's just trying to prove that he can rap.
Okay.
Like, nigga, I don't care. So can I.
Hey, someone just came up to me and told me that you like disrespectful Latinas. Is that true? Go fuck yourself.
Yo, it's over. All right, it's over. It's over. Sure. Move the mic. Thank you. All right. Yeah.